41 degrees at the weather station, WATD. I'm Dan McCready at 613. And now, that's right, it's back. Another edition of The Alternative, all new and live right here on 95.9 WATD. And here he is, Chris Atwood.
Hello, how are you?
Doing okay. How are you, sir? Long time no see.
It's been a while, and thank you for presenting me with an IOU for $10.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, that was a nice welcome.
Yes, it was.
Yeah, it would have been. I'm convinced. So is that for tonight's drawing? The whatever it is, the Mega Millions.
Mega Millions. Yep. Yeah.
Well, you're Irish.
Yes, I am.
I'm part Irish.
Mm-hmm.
I'm feeling the luck of the Irish.
Ah.
Yeah.
I hope so.
So if we don't win
mm-hmm.
tonight,
yeah.
When's the next drawing?
The next drawing will be Tuesday.
Oh, okay. So it's not on Sunday then?
No.
No, yeah. Okay. Well, I'm feeling it tonight. I'm feeling
yeah.
it tonight.
Yeah. I'm cautiously optimistic, I think the phrase would be.
Oh, that's a good word. That's a good word. Yeah. I think I mentioned to you, I'm very excited about tonight.
Mm-hmm.
One, because... You know, as sports season concludes, and the sports team, as always, has done a phenomenal job
yes.
covering the football games and then, you know, segueing into the basketball games, really top notch on Friday nights. It's been challenging to be sitting on that bench.
Yes.
I mean, it's like I'm part of that bench at this point. But tonight is the 12th anniversary. Of the
yeah.
of the alternative on this radio station.
That's impressive.
It is. Now, when did you start here?
I started here right after, I think, December of 2016.
Okay, so, yeah.
So it's kind of like towards the end of the year. Like, I think it was like right between Christmas and New Year's is when I kind of came in 2016.
Like coming up on 8 years for you.
Yeah.
Roughly. That's, yeah. So it's really cool to be part of the, the history. And we're getting... A facelift up here, too.
Yes, we are. Like, everything's yeah. getting all modern and spruced up. And
when's the newsroom get spruced up?
Coming soon.
Okay.
I know the next big thing is going to be the on-air studio where you are right now.
Yeah, that's
going
to be a challenge for me. But I'm not going to have turntables for a few weeks.
No.
Yeah.
You're going to have to use CDs and 8-tracks.
Yeah, I do have those. Reel to reel.
Yeah, there yeah. you go.
Really great. Make go old. Well, perhaps it's time for me to... stop talking and mm-hmm. give the listeners what they want, which is 4 hours.
Budgeting?
we're gonna hold that for a few more okay. weeks, but
wheat futures.
Actually, that's exciting stuff. That's where your cereal comes from. But no, we just dive right into the alternative.
All right, there we go.
I think we got to give the people what they've been longing for the last 5 to 6 months.
I agree. No argument here.
All right, so we'll start everything. Dan, always a pleasure. I'm
likewise.
Feeling the Irish luck tonight. Let's go, go Irish. And the Waterfronts, not a band from Ireland, but from Scotland, the Simple Minds, 95.9 ATD. I will serve no fries before their time. This is Chris Atwood, and you are tuned in to 95.9 WATD 621 on your Friday night. Good to be back and starting off season 12 of The Alternative. Really excited to have reached this milestone, so we're going to be celebrating that at various points tonight. Lots of stuff that's been planned in the off season for the show, and we'll be rolling out some really fun things over the next couple of months. Later tonight, I will divulge the three of four bands that are lined up for Rock the Lot, and chatting with the fourth band, a really cool tribute band, tomorrow. And they're also playing tomorrow night's. Excuse me, I'm going to tell you about that tonight, but they're playing tomorrow night out in Worcester. More about that band during the top of the hour around 7 o'clock or so. All right, we got a couple of ads to get to. We got some requests that are already streaming on the 80s Alternative Radio Facebook page, so you can do that. You can also give me a call. Phone lines are open, 781-837-4900. Be right back after these on ATD.
Jeep Celebration event is going on right now at Quirk Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on Route 139 in Marshfield. Quirk Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram is one of the largest dealerships of its kind in New England, featuring an incredible inventory of brand new Jeep Wrangler 4xe plug-in hybrids. Quirk Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram is accessible from all across the South Shore, just off Route 3 at the new exit 27.
Quirk works to save you money. Quirk works for you.
Visit QuirkChryslerDodgeJeepRam.com.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-575-9047. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. There is zero risk to you. If we can't reduce your tax debt, then you pay nothing. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have a 5-star rating on Google and Yelp and an A+ with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-575-9047. That's 800-575-9047. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
Stephen Caridianis here, conductor of the Plymouth Philharmonic. The South Shore Conservatory Youth Orchestra joins us to create a supersized symphony of over 100 musicians performing a fiery dance by Samuel Coleridge Taylor. Then our magnificent musicians take center stage, performing Mussorgsky's symphonic tour de force, Pictures at an Exhibition. That's Saturday night, March 23rd at 7:30. For details, log on to PlymouthPhil.com. Sponsored in part by the Mass Cultural Council with additional support from WATD.
95.9 WATD, 6:24 exactly on your Friday night here on the East Coast. Welcome to the listeners that are streaming this across this great land of ours, Corey and others out there in California, everybody in between as well. And I know we have a few people streaming over in England, I think, tonight. So if you are, just go to the 80s Alternative Radio Facebook page and say where you're streaming from, and we'll give you a mention on the show tonight. Okay, just so much great music to get to. Classic 80s alternative, 70s punk, 90s Britpop, shoegaze, some new music. Tonight at 8 o'clock or 8:05, we are going to speak with an individual who I think is the only person on the earth who has the very first recording ever of this radio show 12 years ago. So we're going to chat with him at 8:05. We spoke earlier today, and he's like, yeah, let's do it. So that's going to be kind of cool to get his impression of what it was like when he stumbled upon the dial 12 years ago on a Friday night to hear Waterfront by the Simple Minds and, you know, probably Haircut 100 and, you know, who knows what I played back then. I don't even remember. Why would I? All right, 6:25 on your Friday nights. I don't even know what we're going to play next. It's live radio here. So give me a second as I reach over. This is all you know, it's been a couple of months. There we go. I think we're good to go now. Love Vigilantes by New Order. 95.9 WATD. Soak it up. You listen to 95.9 WATD in Marshfield, Massachusetts.
Yeah.
95.9 WATD Buffalo Tom here on The Alternative with me, Chris Atwood. They just announced earlier today a huge sort of coast-to-coast U.S. world tour. They'll be playing up in Lowell at a big festival up there. But also you can check them out on, let's see, May 31st at the Drake in Amherst, Mass. I would really like to go to that show, but it's on a Friday night. And I'm not going to be able to do that, but maybe some of you can. June 29th, excuse me. That's the next closest where they'll be in Lowell at the Boarding House Park, 7:30 p.m. So do check them out, Buffalo Tom. We've had them on the show in past years when they played, not Rock the Lot. Actually, it's not a bad idea to get them down here for next year. But Boston Calling. And speaking of Boston Calling, we've got that coming up at the end of May. And I'm sure just like Groundhog Day, we'll be speaking with Mike Snow, the co-founder extraordinaire of BCMF, Boston Calling Music Festival, and more. So, yeah. All right. I got to pay some bills. That pays me. So I will be back right after these on 95.9 WATD.
Have you ever noticed the line at the car wash on the first nice day of spring? Everyone wants to wash the winter grime off their cars. Why not do the same for the exterior of your home? I'm Dave Friedman, owner of Instabright. See before and after pictures on our website, instabright.com. Clean it right. Call Instabright.
The Art Complex in Duxbury invites you to meet Falco, a rescued red-tailed hawk, this Saturday afternoon, March 16th, from 1:30 till 3:30. You'll also hear a presentation on Falco from Jack Banages, Director of STEM Education at the New England Wildlife Center in Weymouth. And local author Katie O'Donnell will display some examples of her bird art. For more information, visit artcomplex.org. That's artcomplex.org.
Saturdays following the 12 o'clock news, join Arthur Boyle on The Boiling Point as they try to make sense out of what goes on around us. Set your dial to 95.9 FM WATD for The Boiling Point. See you on Saturday.
The Boiling Point with Arthur Boyle, sponsored by Pembroke Collision, Paul Solano, and Brianville Pizza Kitchen. The Boiling Point with Arthur Boyle, tomorrow, 12:20 to 1 p.m. on 95.9 WATD.
And just in case you were wondering, it's B-O-Y-L-E, not B-O-I-L, for Boiling Point. 6:35 on your Friday night, Chris Atwood with you until 10 p.m. We also, don't forget, if you've been away for a while, if you've also been on the Pine Bench or doing other things the last several months, we have the Friday Flashback 9 at 9. That's coming up at 9 o'clock. It's when I count down those top nine songs going up and down the British charts on this day in music history. A big hello to Jen. Listening from the UK tonight, and she's from the United States originally and says she was also a college DJ herself and was really excited that the show started with Waterfront. So I think you're 5 hours ahead. So the question that I have is, Jen, will you be staying up until the end of the show at 10 p.m. Eastern time? If so, that is one loyal listener. All right, let's dive into music that truly inspired me when I was a college DJ back in the 80s. Everything at that point in radio, cool radio, was to the left of the dial. So my college radio station, it was 91.5 FM. All the great college radio stations, no matter where in the United States, were all to the left of the dial. And in honor of all of us lefties, I guess, not politics or anything, but left of the dial. One of my favorite bands, top five probably. And I don't know, hopefully we can have something connected to this band play in our parking lot this coming July. 91.5 FM, it's The Replacements with Left of the Dial. Okay.
Some local page to mess Any girl who calls up a boy is just asking for trouble.
We'll be right back.
95.9 WATD. It's the Clash Clampdown here on The Alternative with me, Chris Atwood. Going out by request to Kevin over on the 80s Alternative Radio Facebook page. And the Clash cover band, tribute bands, Charlie Don't Surf, they were our very first band ever to play in our parking lot 6 years ago. Hard to believe, 2018. And as they said, and they really sort of, the ethos of Rock the Lot, they said, you know, we play, free for the people. And, wow, that was, that started something that all of you who have been able to come to this Rock the Lot on a Friday night in July made it into something bigger each year. This year it's on a Saturday. We've got that confirmed by our station leadership and owners wholeheartedly. More about that a little bit later on the show. It's what we call as a DJ a tease to kind of keep you kind of hooked in. Coming up, we got a request from overseas for The Cure. Got to play some ads, check in with the weather, and then we'll be back. 95.9 ATD.
Hello, I'm Patrick Tutwiler, Massachusetts Secretary of Education. The COVID-19 pandemic disrupted a lot of routines, including the habit of attending school every day. Even now, students are missing more days of school than before. But school can be a place to heal and grow, to be with friends, to have the support of a whole team of adults. Let's work together to make attendance a priority. School is where kids belong.
Sponsored by the Massachusetts Department of Elementary and Secondary Education.
One stop painting and renovating.
Are you tired of endlessly searching for a reliable painting company? Then look no further than One Stop Painting. Hi, this is Jeff Cohen, owner of One Stop Painting. My local family company has been here for nearly four decades, keeping homes and businesses beautiful and protected from the harsh New England climate. We can handle any interior or exterior painting project, regardless of the size or complexity. But that's not all. We also offer soft washing and restoration services to give your home a fresh, revived look. From repairing basic wood rot to replacing doors, windows, and siding, our full-service carpentry teams can fix and repair any issues. At One Stop Painting, we never subcontract our work. That means you'll receive the highest quality service from our Better Business Bureau accredited company. Don't settle for mediocre service. Your home deserves the best. One Stop Painting is here to deliver. Call us today at 508-888-3500 or visit us online at onestoppainting.com to schedule your painting project today. Again, that's 508-888-3500.
One Stop Painting and Renovating.
St. Patrick's Day is coming up this weekend, and it falls right on Sunday. So Joan Orr's Corner will be featuring wonderful Irish music, all sorts, all types, and I think you'll enjoy it. That is this Sunday.
Joan Orr's Corner airs Sunday at 3, following high school hockey action on 95.9 WATD.
Time to check in on your weather forecast for tonight and the weekend, being brought to you by Hingham Lumber, the Better Builder's Yard, offering you services like kitchen and bath design, paint consultation, tool and equipment repair, doors, windows, specialty hardware, and so much more. Visit them today at hinghamlumber.com.
A lot of folks celebrating the St. Patrick's Day holiday here this weekend, and it looks like we will have to dodge some raindrops as we ring in the holiday on Sunday. Saturday brings a blend of clouds and sunshine, and a southeasterly sea breeze will keep temperatures right on the water's edge, closer to 50 for a high, while inland areas check in with high temperatures into the middle and upper 50s. I think it's decidedly the better of the two weekend days, so if you do have some outdoor plans for St. Patrick's Day on Saturday, then you should be in pretty good shape. As we head into Saturday night, we'll look for increasing clouds, overnight low temperatures only near 40 with the wind out of the south. A cold front makes its approach on Sunday. Scattered showers should hold off, I think, for Greater Boston, the Metro South, and the South Shore until probably the early afternoon. Otherwise, it's mostly cloudy for Sunday. The high temperature still above the average into the low 50s with a southerly breeze. Sunday night, we'll look for some clearing, the overnight low in the mid-30s. And then on Monday, behind the front, a busier westerly wind will blow. We'll look for an ample amount of sunshine. High temperatures will be into the mid-40s, and look for highs into the mid-40s again on Tuesday with sun and a busy westerly breeze. For WATD, I'm meteorologist Josh Nichols.
Add curb appeal with new Therma-True entry doors from Hingham Lumber. Whether you want the textured look of a real wood grain door or a clean, smooth surface for your entryway, you'll find a wide variety of styles to choose from. And these doors are durable and energy efficient too. Therma-True fiberglass doors won't warp or rot like wood or dent or rust like steel. They offer up to 4 times the insulation value of most wood doors and carry outstanding warranties. No wonder they're the more preferred entry door brand among building professionals. Discover the Therma-True difference at Hingham Lumber today.
At Hingham Lumber, we believe there's a better way to build, and it starts with trust. We've been developing trusted relationships with customers and suppliers since 1947. Hingham Lumber customers expect consistent delivery of expertise, competitive pricing, quality selection, and services that help solve problems, save time, and ultimately help us all achieve long-term goals. Our staff are experts for each phase of your building project. Visit us today at hinghamlumber.com and learn why Hingham Lumber is the better builder's yard.
95.9 WATD, 6:52 on your Friday night. Got to really enjoy daylight savings time. It's still a little bit light out as I look outside the window here at the broadcast house in Marshfield, MA. And the big, 1980s era satellite disc out there. Imagine, this thing is probably, as I'm taking a look at it, I would say easily 15 feet across, probably in diameter. Imagine getting a whole bunch of people in that thing and just going down a ski slope with it. How cool would that be? I think it'd be a lot of fun. All right. Jen over in the UK, staying up late, working on that PhD. She wanted to hear some Cure. And we've got that queued up for her right now. It's called The Twilight Garden on 95.9 WATD. Keep the requests coming in, everyone. 781-837-4900. 3 hours left of the show. ATD.
I live my life. South Shore's breaking news, weather, and traffic station.
95.9 WATD FM Marshfield and 95.9 WATD.com.
I know I don't know.